Lord Jesus Christ, your kindly spirit sets us free from hastiness and angry tempers, from harshness and ill will. Help us so to live in the brightness of your presence, that we may bring your sunshine into cloudy places. Take our hands and work with them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think with them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you and all your people. For your name's sake, amen. You may be seated. I promise, if you'll give me one more chance, how many times have we each made that promise from the time we were children until today? I promise, if you'll give me one more chance, I'll return the car with a full tank of gas instead of empty the next time I borrow it. I promise, I'll clean up any messes that the puppy makes if you'll just let us have a puppy. And we give our children another chance, or we get the kids a puppy. And we give our spouse another chance. And we give our children another chance. And we give our friend another chance. The parable in today's gospel tells us of the wonderful gardener who knows that sometimes it takes time for trees or even plants to bear fruit or flowers. Sometimes we all need another chance to bear fruit. I don't know about you, but from time to time I make mistakes. And if it was the first time I tried, and that was my only chance to get it right, I think I might feel pretty discouraged about just about everything I might ever try. Most of you know that I've had a crazy idea this year to work on my creative side a little bit more. And the background probably comes from a really, really bad teacher I had from years ago. When I was in junior high school, I took an art class, and one day the teacher took my artwork and showed the class all the reasons that this was a terrible job and what was wrong with my art. And let's remember, this is junior high. We're full of self-doubt and angst, and certainly never, ever, ever wanted to be embarrassed in front of your peer group. And so I never stepped near anything related to art after that class, having been shamed and embarrassed in front of my peers. And so my chance to explore art for the next 40 years was gone. But once you hit 50, you realize that some of those teachers along the way might have been wrong, or at least they taught in a way that broke your spirit. So I decided it might be a good idea to test out this art business. So I've tried, as you guys know, painting icons, coloring my mandalas in the coloring books, and most recently painting in oil. It's been among the most frightening things I've ever done. Oil somehow seems so permanent, and of course it is, but it also has wonderful properties, like staying sort of wet for a while, which allows a multitude of fix-ups and corrections. It's a medium that really allows you to make really big mistakes, and then you can kind of wipe it off, or even paint over it after it's a little bit dry. So it allows me to make mistakes and still be forgiven. Just as our gardener reminds the owner, give it one more year to see if, with a little tending, it'll bear fruit. Perhaps the gardener is reminding us that we sometimes need just a little patience and tending to get it right. The owner of the fig tree is suggesting to us that maybe we have to get it right, as this owner suggests, and Jesus, through the gardener, reminds us that we have such a gracious God who will be patient with us, and if we allow it, tend to our every need. So how are you doing with your patience with others, as well as yourself? What about that garden tending? I don't know about you, but I have a real problem with that patience thing. And that's why this art idea has been helpful in teaching me some patience. You have to wait for the paint to dry or add layers and layers to your icon. You have to wait for the oil paint to form a barrier so that you can then paint over it. One of the reasons that I knit on giant needles is how quickly you can see your progress. Some of you may remember the type of needlepoint called, not like this, but petit point, which is done on a little tiny canvas. Many women did this for altar decorations and pillows at the altar rail, as we do in full needlepoint. It requires extreme patience and time, and it's almost a lost art today because it takes so much time. Today we want it, and we want it all right now. We have fast food, we have fast deliveries, we have fast everything. And yet it takes time to grow a fruit-bearing tree or a flowering shrub. And we know it takes time to discern God's will in our own lives, and yet we want it all right now. Perhaps this Lenten season, we ought to redouble our efforts at patience with self and others and consider taking the time to listen to one another, even if we're really busy. And about that tending the garden mentions, what's the tending we each need to do? Well, our epistle lesson today gives us great ideas for tending. It has a couple of very instructive and helpful sections. And the first one we don't like much as humans. It talks about complaining, or as I like to call it, whining. We love to whine. Why? We whine. Or, that's not fair. We whine. And we tend to whine, and we're clearly taught in the epistle, hey, it's hard on everyone out there, and God is not going to test you more than you can handle. So stop the whining or complaining. And then there's that other one, that idolatry thing. Oh, I know. We can all say, we don't need to worry about that. We don't worship other gods or anything like that. But the problem is, we do put other things above God. And that's on the very edge of idolatry. So we need to put God first, meaning worship, which we're all doing, and giving thanks to God for our many blessings and loving others. So this week in our Lenten journey, let's redouble our efforts to remain patient and watch the whining or complaining and put God very first in all things. And always remember, with God's help, nothing is impossible. Amen.